Bienvenidos a SpanishPod101.com.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Fernando, and this is Absolute Beginner Season 1, Lesson 6. I'm hungry for more Spanish. JP, how are you?
Muy bien, gracias. ¿Y tú?
I'm doing swell, man. Thanks.
Okay. Well, welcome everyone to the new Spanish101.com. We're studying Spanish in a fun and educational format. So whether you're brushing up on the Spanish you learned long ago or you're starting with us today, we are so glad that you're here with us today for this lesson. So Fernando, why don't you tell us what we're going to talk about?
Sure thing. In this lesson, you will learn about the verb tener. This conversation takes place at the office and the conversation is between Luisa and Jaime. The speakers will be using the familiar register.
Now we're about to hear this conversation between Luisa and Jaime at the office. But before we do, I want to remind you to go to the website, which is www.spanishpod101.com. Now, this dialogue is in the lesson notes of this lesson, all right? And the lesson notes contain more than just the script. There's a bunch of other resources that you can use there. Should we listen to this dialogue?
I think we should.
Bueno.
¿Qué te pasa?
Tengo hambre.
Pues vamos a comer.
Por fin.
Let's hear it again, dramatic speed.
¿Qué te pasa?
Tengo hambre.
Pues vamos a comer.
Por fin.
One more time with the translation.
¿Qué te pasa?
What's wrong with you?
Tengo hambre.
I'm hungry.
Pues vamos a comer.
Then let's go eat.
Por fin.
Finally.
Okay, we're back. Now, Fernando, there's a little bit of tension between Luisa and Jaime.
If you don't eat, you tend to get grumpy.
Well, I do, definitely.
Well, yeah, that's why Luisa is like, what's wrong with you? ¿Qué te pasa?
Okay, so something must be wrong with Jaime. He must be the grumpy one. And he says, tengo hambre. I'm hungry.
Tengo hambre. I need to finish this so we can go have lunch.
Well, Luisa has a solution for the problem.
Pues vamos a comer.
So let's go eat.
Right.
Right, let's eat now, for goodness sakes.
Finally. Which actually makes me rethink that Luis is the one who is taking a little longer.
Oh. Yeah, because Jaime says finally. How does he say that?
Finally. Por fin.
Por fin. Okay, cool. Let's look at the vocabulary in this lesson.
Por fin.
Finally.
Por fin. Por fin. ¿Qué te pasa?
What's your problem? What's wrong with you?
¿Qué te pasa? ¿Qué te pasa? Tener hambre.
To be hungry.
Tener hambre. Tener hambre. Ir a plus infinitive.
To be going to do something.
Ir a, comer.
To eat.
Comer, comer.
Okay, let's take a closer look at these words and phrases.
Let's start with ¿qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa? So literally, this is what is happening to you, right? Pasar is the verb to happen.
Yes.
But we're including this as a phrase here because the question is actually more loaded than that. It's like, what's wrong with you?
Are you okay?
Are you okay, right?
Exactly. And that's what you ask. ¿Qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa?
Are you okay?
Mm-hmm. Now, the implication is that you probably believe that something is wrong.
Right. ¿Qué te pasa?
¿Qué te pasa? Are you, what's wrong with you? Are you all right?
Next one, tener hambre.
To be hungry, tener hambre. Now, this is a super important phrase for everybody to know if they're traveling to the Spanish-speaking world or just in a Spanish-speaking context, because food is so important, right?
It is.
You can't function without it.
I am super hungry right now. Tengo mucha hambre.
Okay. All right, well, we have to finish the podcast first, Fernando. Okay. So, tener hambre is literally to have hunger, okay? And it's just an idiomatic phrase. And when I say idiomatic, I mean it doesn't translate literally. Literally, it's to have hunger, tener hambre. But that's the normal way to talk about being hungry.
So, when you're hungry, that will lead us to the next word, comer.
Comer. Fernando, comer is my favorite verb in Spanish. Yes, it is. Comer means to eat, and eating is one of my favorite things.
No comment.
All right. Another reason I like comer also is because it's a very regular verb. So whenever people ask me to give an example of a regular ER verb, I usually use comer because it makes me feel nice.
You do use that one often.
I do.
Okay.
Okay.
Ir a plus infinitive.
Okay.
Now, infinitive is not a Spanish verb.
No, it's not. Infinitive is the dictionary form of a verb. So we're going to use ir a
comer.
Ir a comer. So comer would be an infinitive. Ir a comer would be to be going to eat.
Yes.
Right? Because ir means to go, and ir a is to go to.
Go to.
Right? So if you go to eat, it's going to eat, you know, to be going to eat.
Vamos a comer.
Okay. Now, you can switch out the infinitive with any other infinitive in the Spanish language.
Yes, you can. Vamos a bailar.
Okay, let's dance.
Let's dance.
Okay. Or we're going to dance. This ir a, to be going to, is a way of expressing a future action in Spanish, just like in English when we say going to or gonna. Ir a. Now, that ir is kind of an irregular verb, but I think you already know it. It's voy, vas, va, vamos a Hispan.
Por fin.
Por fin. Okay, por fin is the last item on our
list.
Yeah,
that right? Too. That too.
Por fin means finally. It's what you exclaim when you finally get what you want after waiting for a long time.
In this case, Luis is like, por fin, finally we are going to go eat.
Finally, por fin.
Vamos a ir a comer.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank goodness. So shall we move to the grammar point?
Yes.
Okay, this dialogue was deceptively simple because we have a lot to choose from to talk about. We could have talked about ir a, we could have talked about comer, we could have talked about qué te pasa. But I want to talk about tener hambre, specifically other idioms with the verb tener.
Why am I not surprised you chose tener hambre?
Okay, you got me. Anyway, because I'm obsessed with food, that's why. I admit it.
Okay.
So, tener means to have. Tener hambre means to have hunger, and that's the normal way to talk about being hungry in Spanish, right?
Yes, yes.
There are other idiomatic phrases in Spanish that use the verb tener, and I want to talk about some of them. But before we do, let's talk about the regular usage of the verb tener, because there are some tricky parts to that, too. Now, we said tener means to have, right?
Yes, we did.
To have, to own, to possess, right? Now, that's a pretty simple concept, but we have to realize that in English, we use the word to have in many ways that have nothing to do with to own or to possess.
Right.
Right? For example, I have finished my food. There's no owning or possessing in I have finished my food.
There you go again with the food.
Right. That have there is just the auxiliary. It's just a helping verb. Oh, one of my students said this once. I have pancakes for breakfast every weekend.
That's right. A good one.
It's a good one because there's nothing owning or possessing about that have, right? Having pancakes.
I want to be that kid.
You want to be that kid? I made fun of him for that because he tried to say it in Spanish. He tried to say, tengo panqueques cada semana. It's like, are you owning pancakes every weekend?
That'd be weird.
Right? When you say, I have pancakes for breakfast every weekend, what you're saying is I eat pancakes, right?
Exactly.
So the point is, English has many other senses of the verb to have, whereas in Spanish, tener only means to have, to possess, to own, except when we have these idiomatic phrases. For example, to be hungry.
Tener hambre.
To be thirsty.
Tener sed.
To be sleepy.
Tener sueño.
To be correct, to be right.
Tener razón.
There's a whole list of these. Let's just do a couple more and then refer people back to the website. To be cold.
Tener frío.
Tener frío. It's literally to have and then coldness. That's the normal way you talk about feeling cold, right?
Yes.
How about to feel hot?
Tener calor.
Tener calor. Literally to have heat.
Right? Not a recurring feeling in New York right now.
No, it's not. Anyway, folks, I think it is time to eat. So what I want to do is refer you to the website, which is www.SpanishPod101.com. I actually made a list of a dozen or so idiomatic expressions with tener, like tener hambre. If you're interested in that list, you can go to the website and check it out in the lesson notes. Now, remember, we always want to see what you have to say about this lesson, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions. Please participate in the discussion of this lesson.
We want your feedback.
Absolutely. So, Fernando, I think that's it for today.
I think so.
Por fin.
Exactly. Adios.
Hasta luego.